couple of days later, I spoke to John and Rod. They had again experienced anomalies in the field, as John explains.
On our return to the field, we witnessed several flashes of light, and unlike the first night, we could actually put a fix on where they were coming from, behind the bushes at the edge of the field. We thought it could be a pylon shorting out due to the heavy rain, but going back in the daytime, we could not find any electrical equipment in the area. A few nights later, I was making what turned out to be my last formation of the year. The two of us were completing a formation when I experienced a light like a flashbulb whiting out the area.
On the next morning, since BBC Bristol were interviewing Rod, who openly declares himself as a crop circle artist. As we walk toward the chosen interview spot, overlooking an existing circle formation, the BBC cameraman suggested to John that it would be a shame if all circles were man-made.
Well, not necessarily, because, like, even so, I mean, you could say, you could jump the paradigm and then say, okay, so they're all made by people, but it doesn't necessarily take them away from the paranormal to some extent. Because some circle makers are convinced that the circles that they make are genuine and that they are real catalysts for paranormal events. For instance, there's some certain circles this year that have been plagued by paranormal events, and we know they're man-made. And also, there's certain stories between circle makers who actually have seen mysterious or paranormal anomalous objects in the vicinity when they're making circles. So it's not as simple as saying they're man-made, so that's
it. They're boring.
Yeah. So it's a more dynamic argument than that, really.
We arrived at the interview spot, and Rod gave his spiel to the Beeb as the wind howled around.
Rod, why do you make crop circles?
I started making crop circles primarily as an experiment, really, to find out if they were man-made or not. It's my own experiment. And circle making quickly becomes an obsession. There's something magical about being out in the starlit field, creating something which really still holds a mystery for myself and for other circle makers.
Do you believe that all crop circles are man-made?
No, in short. I believe there are genuine circles, but the situation is slightly more complicated than that. I also think that the circles that we put down, I regard them as genuine. I don't think of myself as a hoaxer. I'm not trying to debunk the crop circle mystery. We circle makers are contributors to the crop circle mystery. Our circles often have responses which appear shortly or during the time we're making circles, and other people report strange effects in and around circle sites, and every circle maker that I know has experienced something strange during the production of a crop circle or afterward revisiting it. And I think only the most cynical of circle makers would fail to sympathise with that.
Do you have any sympathy with the farmers who say that you're wantonly damaging their crops?
Yes, I do feel for the farmers. But I think that most circles are actually damaged by visitors. The process of making a crop circle doesn't really damage the wheat. The blades, as far as I understand it, the blades in the combine can be dropped to pick the wheat up. What actually damages the formation is visitors trampling on the crop and breaking the stems and crushing the heads of the wheat.
What do you feel about this long-standing debate between crop circle makers like yourselves and the theorists who say that all circles are made by whatever?
There's a sense in which the theorists or seriologists have actually become our allies in a strange sort of way. I mean, they really act as agents and publicise the formations that we make, as well, of course, as the ones that we don't make. And in that sense, we have a strange relationship to them, not always a happy one.
Lee, what do you say to the theory that the government knows all about what makes crop circles, and how do you explain the sudden and unexpected appearance of army helicopters over circles?
I've absolutely no idea why the government would be interested in crop circles. No idea whatsoever.